next case was a 66-year-old woman presenting with a primary adenocarcinoma of the lung with three small brain metastases. The patient was found to harbor an exon 21 EGFR tumor mutation and initially had moderate weakness in the left hand that quickly and completely resolved with corticosteroids. And the question in this case was twofold. First, is osimertinib in general now the optimal initial treatment for metastatic disease in activating EGFR tumor mutations? And second, in a patient such as this one, presenting with minimal but definite symptoms from brain metastases, is it generally preferable to initiate stereotactic radiation or to start a highly active agent in the CNS, specifically osimertinib? I asked Dr. Hellman for his opinion.
For my own practice, I've been giving osimertinib as the first-line therapy for patients with newly diagnosed EGFR mutant lung cancers like this. I think for someone that had now asymptomatic brain metastasis, I would probably have just started with osimertinib and maybe check an MRI in a short interval, whether that's 2 or 3 weeks, to make sure that there is a response. I think the particular case with a lesion in the pons, like maybe there might be some critical structures like the brainstem that I might be interested in semi-prophylactically radiating just for fear of like that growing in the future. But in general, I think at the upfront management, I would feel comfortable starting osimertinib in a patient who's asymptomatic.
Corey, is your first line therapy, you agree with the audience, osimertinib, and what about this situation?
Definitely agree with the audience. I think OC is in this patient's immediate future. Low threshold, though, to initiate SRS. The patient's not asymptomatic, it's on steroids, and you want to wean that patient off steroids. So if OC doesn't accomplish that quickly, I would step in with SRS.
Martin, osimertinib at this point?
Nope. I would start with stereotactic radiotherapy. So you have a good chance to control this with a minimum of stereotactic radiotherapy, and afterwards you can start with osimertinib.
But is osimertinib your first-line TKI?
I think so. I'm coming from Europe, so we have also some use of afatinib in this situation, but I think osimertinib has the better data so far.